Former Green Bay Packer Leroy Butler is our guest for the next half hour, and we'll welcome your questions for him about the controversy that developed after an NBA player came out as gay, and your questions about any issue that matters to you. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, May 24th. Leroy Butler will be bringing his anti-bullying message to a Madison church next month, on June 30th, instead of a different church that objected to Leroy's support of Jason Collins when Jason Collins announced he is gay. We will talk with Leroy about that, too, and welcome your participation at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Leroy Butler is a former Green Bay Packer. He's also writing a book about bullying that will be published early next year, and he's the founder of the charity, the Leroy Butler Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, no problem.
So what exactly did you tweet when you read Jason Collins' announcement in Sports Illustrated?
I just said, congratulations to Jason Collins. That was it.
That was it.
So you had to even know who Jason Collins was and what I congratulate him for to make a big deal out of, I would assume. But that's all I said.
Yeah. So why were you congratulating him?
Well, I was congratulating him because he was the first, all the major sports to come out to express that he was gay. And I think for the most part, in the football world, we were assuming that it probably would have been a guy from the NFL or somewhere. And we were just, guys talk about it. I think it's a topic all over the world. And when he did that, it kind of caught, I guess, a lot of people by surprise. So when he wrote in the Sports Illustrated, it was a pretty interesting story that he did it. And the timing was, I think it was pretty good because I think it was a lot of things in the news already about who would be the first man or woman to come out and say that they were gay.
So were you caught off guard when this church, which you have not named, contacted you to say, hey, you've got to apologize for that tweet?
Absolutely, because the people know me. I mean, I moved up here from Florida because I love the community, love the state, love raising money, love helping people. And when I was told that I couldn't do my bullying speech, which I've done at this church all the time, and I've never mentioned gay at all, ever. Now, I mean, I love everybody, but they didn't want me to put that in my speech, and they thought maybe it would be bad for the church. And actually, that was the first phone call. The second phone call I got was from the actual pastor, and he went into the Bible, and that's where it got a little etchy because I didn't want to make this political or religious, because those are two topics that you separate the country, you separate everybody. Everybody just don't like everybody when it comes to those two topics. I just want to keep the focus on bullying. And that's what he basically said, well, if you can somehow take the tweet down, if you can somehow apologize and ask the Lord for forgiveness, then you'll be able to do your speech. And I also want to clear up something, Joy. The church wasn't paying me a dime. That sponsors pay me to do these speeches. It's not the church's money. Matter of fact, we raised over $100,000 last year for the church when I came in because people would come in and give donations to hear me speak. And I always got a standing ovation because it always talked about other kids who thinking they were, bigger than other kids or stronger or inferior. How do you deal with it? And I have a message to combat that.
Yeah, and So when you were told, or the pastor said, you remove the tweet, apologize, and ask for God's forgiveness, and then we'll let you, do this speech, what did you say?
Well, my mom kicked in because that's my role model, and she taught me a few things when I come amongst adversity. I just told him that I always think about when I do these speeches, I'm writing this book and I'm doing a documentary to raise money to shoot a movie. I always think about this kid who doesn't have a voice, who's saying to himself that somebody on the playground or the church or someone is going to pick on him, or even he may even think about committing suicide or, you know, doing something wrong to himself if he thought he was gay or if he was weak or if he wasn't strong enough or he didn't look good enough or he didn't have the right tattoo or he can't wear the right Jordans or whatever, he's going to go somewhere and hurt himself for money. Say, you know what, I'm going to take all that down and apologize. That kid's going to say, you know what, I really don't have a voice. There's no room for me on this earth. I'm just going to end my life. I said, I can't do that. I can't give all that up, my dignity and my respect for myself and what my mom raised me just to make the money up. I can't do that. And he didn't really seem to understand that, you know. And I understand where he's coming from if you believe so closely. And I get the religious route, and we agreed to disagree, but at the end, it wasn't agree to disagree. It was like, my way is right, and you're wrong.
Yeah.
And that was the end of the conversation.
And you view what happened there as ironically, the church bullying you.
Well, yeah, because I think if you look at what's happening, if you look at bullying, it's about, okay, for example, if you're on a playground, I'm going to pick on somebody who has like maybe a deformed ear or one leg is shorter than the other, has a disability. You don't look like us. So we feel like something's wrong with you. So it's funny to us because you don't have our abilities. So we're going to torment you every day, and it's funny. So if I don't have your beliefs or do exactly how you want me to have it, I'm going to change things because I have the power to do it. So they thought economically, if they can change that somewhere, I thought about maybe some guy sitting in a boardroom say, look, take that money away and he'll take that tweet down. Well, guess what? You can keep your money and I'm not taking the tweet down.
And now you will be speaking at St. Dunstan Episcopal Church here in Madison on June 30th. What will the message be there?
And the message has nothing to do with anything specifically about gay people. It has to do with bullying. But gay people get bullied probably the most. So I just don't like people telling me, and I do, Joe, I do thousands of speeches. I was in Sacramento, California. I was in Toronto. I was in New York, Miami, all over. And people always, they love the story about how I was bullied as a kid, how I made it, African-American, in the inner city, single parent, had hand-me-down clothes, kid would pick on me because I had the new clothes and everything. Got my first pair of shoes from the Salvation Army, stuff like that. I got picked on all the time, but I stayed strong through it because sooner or later, I knew I was going to be able to tell my story. And I thought my story was just captivating the older that I got because I say, man, you know what? I'm a man and I made it. I want kids to know, I don't want them to hurt themselves. I want them to just keep the power that they have. If you have a disability, learning disability, it doesn't matter. Get the help that you need, and there is somebody out there to fight for you, and it's going to be me. And that's why I'm working on the movie. That's why I'm writing the book, and I'm just really excited about it.
So the book that you are writing that will be published early next year, and the documentary, yeah, is a memoir? It's based on your life?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's what's good about. You can buy most books that deal on certain things. But I polled 100 students, okay? And I ain't just talking about inner city students. I'm talking about students whose parents combined make about $300,000-$400,000. So the rich kids, too. The middle class kids, the poor kids. I lumped them all together. And I said, what's the number one place and the number two place, the number three place that you get bullied or you bully kids? Because I had kids to sit there and did an interview with me and say they love picking on other kids. It's fun. And that their parents tell them to continue doing it because you're making the other kids tough going into society. I mean, it's not for them to judge that, but they do. So I was thinking, I got to put this out. Because everything you see on bullying, you see adults talking about it. You don't see the kids talking about it. So I'm putting them giving them a platform to step up and say, listen, I've been picking on this young lady for 5 years of her schooling. I want to stop it. Because once I showed the bullies what the results of them pushing these other kids around, they felt bad about it. And it isn't one great story. And then about one young lady was used a razor blade to cut herself every time these six girls would torment her on Facebook and Twitter. They'd say all this stuff about her, and she just couldn't take it. So she'd wear long sleeve shirts to eat dinner with her family. They didn't notice anything. She wore long sleeve shirts year round, even if it was 80 degrees outside. And her mom and dad was at the interview. They had no idea. But I said, why do you always wear the long sleeves? Is it a fashion statement? She said, no, it's to hide all my scars. And that's where it got deep.
We are talking with Leroy Butler, former Green Bay Packer, who is writing a book about bullying that will be published early next year. He is also coming to Madison to the St. Dunstan's Episcopal Church on June 30th to deliver an anti-bullying presentation. We'll put information about that appearance on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we do welcome your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Leroy Butler with us through 7:30. After the news, after 7:30, we'll welcome in a UW-Madison sociology professor who's teaching a class this summer on the sociology of sports. And she's also going to be talking with us about the Jason Collins of the Washington Wizards announcing last month that he is gay, and the significance of that announcement, and that's coming up after 7:30. Right now, Leroy Butler, former Green Bay Packer, with us talking about the controversy that developed after he tweeted his support to Jason Collins, and we're welcoming your questions for him. Your praise for him, perhaps, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Scott in Sturgeon Bay is with us. Hello, Scott.
Good morning. More of a comment than anything else. I just wanted to congratulate and praise Leroy Butler. I think what he did was very noble and standing on principle and just saying, no, I'm not going to back down, especially when the topic is bullying, and you made a great point. I didn't realize, you know, I didn't look at it that way, but he was kind of bullied into changing his position to fit the what the church wanted. The only question I have is in kind of a political realm, and like I said, what Jason Collins did, I think, is brave and noble what he did, and I praise Leroy Butler. But it's interesting, Jason Collins is portrayed as a hero for doing this, but Tim Tebow, when he talks about, you know, him saying he's a Christian, he gets a lot of criticism. You know, it's kind of interesting. One athlete says he's gay and he's a hero. One athlete talks about his Christianity and he's made fun of.
So what do you think of that, Leroy, getting into religion and politics at the same time?
Well, I think if you look at the realm of Tim Tebow, and I've been watching him since high school, Tim Tebow not only gets more publicity, he got... I think he's maybe one of the most polarizing figures in the NFL. It hasn't ever, you know, hasn't played a long time. And I think I haven't seen anybody would make fun of his religion or his leadership. It's just when you get back to the basis of football, with Jason Collins, it's a whole entire movement with the lesbian, gay people, how they're treated. I mean, religion is different. But when you're talking about somebody who's gay and how somebody's standing outside your house and is going to make shoot you and kill you for who you go to turn the lights out of who you sleep with at night, it's different. I mean, I don't even see how you can lump the same. Tim Tebow's life would never be threatened. His life would never, his kids would never be put in that position. But Jason Collins was put in a position where he was engaged for 8 years with a young lady and was tormenting back and forth, should even talk about it because he thought it would probably hurt him financially, hurt him physically, and how the guys in the locker room would accept him. Everybody accepts Tim Tebow. I mean, he can handle himself more than anybody. But when you got to have somebody speak up for you. Now, I would say this. Had I brought up Tim Tebow's name, it wouldn't even be a problem. There's the line drawn right there. The line is, I didn't know that many people. Maybe I'm naive. I didn't know that many people hate gay people just that much, or hate people with that loves religion that much. I didn't know there was this much hate in the world, because I always stayed up under my mom's wing, and she only let me out when it was a sunshiny day, maybe. But it is, I mean, it is a problem all over, but it's just one of those things.
Let's go now to Kim in Greenleaf. Hi, Kim.
Hi. I just wanted to comment that I am very supportive of what you've done to stand up and not be bullied yourself, you know, in this situation. But I want to comment that my son actually heard you speak when he was in the third grade. And when this made the news, his comment was, number one, why somebody announcing to be gay would even be news anymore, which I thought was funny. Right. Now he's 12. And the second comment was he felt that you shouldn't apologize or take down what you said, because that wouldn't be right. And my kids have always been, we have extended family members that are gay, but their point has always been, why can't people stand up for what they really believe instead of, you know, our churches and our legislature and all that essentially excluding a group of people. And I just want to say that the younger generation, our government and our churches and our organizations better get a clue, because a lot of the kids really do support people who are gay and don't support them being excluded.
Thank you very much, Kim. Do you have a reaction to that, Leroy?
Well, it just kind of sad that we have young kids that are smarter than me. I'm 44 years old. He's smarter than me to understand that. You know, he's right. Why is this news in 2013? You would think this would have happened years ago, but it just happened.
Yeah. Let's go next to Marty in Chicago. Hi, Marty.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I want to reach my hand out to shake yours, Mr. Butler. That is, I am with you all the way. Here's an institution that supposedly purports to be for all the people, and they're the epitome of discrimination. I think the priest should seek God's forgiveness for being such a discriminating person. Thank you, and you are bold and strong, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah. Well,
thank you very much.
Yeah. We have Kathleen on Facebook writes this, Leroy. She says, please ask Leroy if he would ever consider running for governor of Wisconsin. He is the type of leader that our state needs right now, someone who stands up for what is right and puts others before his own personal gain. Any interest in politics, Leroy?
None at all. I'm a social science major, as your next guest is. I love helping the people, you know. So, no, I'm not into politics, no.
Yeah. Well, the sociologist that we are going to talk to is going to comment on the significance of this first major sport pro athlete coming out as gay. Our last caller was saying, you know, she didn't even understand why it was news. Why was it news, do you think, Leroy? And how significant was that?
Well, because we're supposed to be big and strong. I mean, Jason, I was a 7 foot tall guy. I mean, we're supposed to jump high. We're supposed to do things other people can't do. And there's always a speculation that with the population, it's going to be a portion of people that is going to be gay. I mean, the same thing happened with Brittany Griner down in Baylor. They were going through something as well, because she came out after. She got a scholarship with Baylor. But the ignorant fact to that I learned that they kind of knew that was where she was leaning, and that university doesn't really tolerate that. And they put her right on the website, but they still chose to recruit her to bring in the money. And I wanted to also say, this is not all churches. I go to church where I grew up. Joe, we went, it seemed like 4 days a week, and we loved it because it was always about love. This is just one incident that will not speak for any other churches. That's why June 30th is so important. My family goes to church all the time. We talk about love issues, And I just say the one thing, I am shocked that it's such a big deal, because when they go to the Bible, when it comes to the gay people, I always have this one question, Joy. Are the gay people excluded from paying tithes and offerings? What do they pay their tithes and offerings? I mean, do you not accept them in the church to pay? Because I know I got to pay my 10%. That would, you know. So if you're not welcoming them in churches, what do they pay their 10%? Do they just mail it in? So we'll take their money, but we won't be fair that they can hear the word. So this should be like in 2013. It should be acceptable that everybody just mind their own business. Let politics be politics. Let religion be religion. And let's just get along. And hopefully one day that'll happen.
We have just a minute left. Brief reaction to Aaron Rodgers saying it's time for the Green Bay Packers and Green Bay to heal the relationship with Brett Favre. Do you think it is time to start that healing process?
Well, it's starting to get a little boring. Because every year we hear this, he is not interested. he's either upset with Ted Thompson or the organization. But you got tons of players are begging to get in the organization. Here's the organization begging to bring a guy in. So once they put it out there, then just let Brett come if he wants to come. So it's getting kind of boring, because you would think it'd be done already. Okay, you want him back, bring him back.
Well, this was not boring at all, Leroy Butler. Thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Leroy Butler, former Green Bay Packer, writing a book about bullying that will be published early next year. He's also coming to Madison with his anti-bullying message on June 30th to St. Dunstan's Episcopal Church. More information about that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page.